with Mary Jane Maxwell on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane. We are in her office, and we have Benny in the studio. Hey, Benny.
Hi, ladies. Welcome back for another show, and happy spring and post-St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. Happy spring to you. Thanks. Did you go out and like tear it up on St. Patty's Day yesterday?
Yeah, no, because, you know, I have to work here tomorrow, which is today. So I rolled in. I mean,
so you're going to just save that for Friday then?
Maybe. We'll see. The weekend's got some stuff in store for us. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Yeah. All right. So for those of you who don't know about Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System, which is she muscle tests the body, finds out where your nutritional deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets into your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body into balance. So when your body's in balance, then everything else is in balance. Your brain's in balance, your body's, everybody's happy, 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 happy. Although you don't have, it's true, don't you think? I think it's true. If your body's in balance, then everybody's happy.
Exactly.
There's no issues. So you don't have to live in the state of Washington to be a client, as Mary Jane has clients all over the United States. We even have a couple in Spain and the UK. And so we do all those calls by Zoom. We're not seeing anybody in the office, but she's doing phone consultations and Zoom calls, which have been working out rather well. So with that, our show topic today is step into the spotlight of your life. And Mary Jane will be taking your calls. So if you have a question for her, I say utilize your time and get your questions answered. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And with that, we're going to step into the spotlight of Mary Jane. Hello, Mama.
Hello. Hello, everybody. It's great to be back. And Nancy and I were talking about what's the topic going to be, and you know, it's like
we talk about the topic every.
Well,
yeah.
Of course, you know, we've got ideas for all the different shows, but it's always about what is the most important for today's show. And so when we talk about step into the spotlight of your life, it's are you doing what you want to be doing? Or are you even looking at what you want to do? Do you have an idea? When I talk to people, there are so many that want to do something different, but they have no idea what that is. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story. My background is I worked in labor and delivery. That was my first specialty. And then I transferred to a surgical recovery room and worked there for almost 10 years. And then some critical care in there.
That was probably a good job because they're unconscious.
I loved labor and delivery, but when I moved from Chicago to Seattle, when you work in labor and delivery, people stay in that department forever. So when I was in Chicago, I worked days. When I came out here, I could only get a job working nights. So I worked nights for about 8 years, and then finally I just couldn't handle it anymore. And that's when I transferred to an opening came up in recovery room. Totally the opposite of labor and delivery. And I went down there and applied, and I got the job, and it was perfect. I worked days, had weekends off. Nobody really talked. So, but it was a great experience. However, during that time, what I realized is people didn't get well. It was people coming back, same thing, serious illnesses, their bodies totally not being able to recover. And I just felt there had to be something better. There was something different for me to do. So from that, I start looking at other opportunities, and I had no idea what they were. So for a short time, I actually owned a diet center. And the diet center was, that's how I learned a lot about nutrition. It was my first exposure to a different type of business, how to run a business. And I did that for several years. And then from that, again, I knew that was not what I wanted to be doing long term, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I had a friend who was, he he was an educator and a business person, and he offered to help me to sort things out about what is it that you like to do, like be independent, work for myself, enjoy what I did.
Your horses.
Passion, yeah. I had horses at the time were really important to me. And I, at one time, my main thing was I wanted to do something that could support my horses for me. And so that's why that was an important part of what I wanted to do. So through my horses, I got into learning about alternative therapies. I went to clinics that had chiropractors. And before that time, I'm a member of the Master Circle, which is mainly a chiropractic group. And now I'm been invited into the Winner Circle, and I'm the only non-chiropractic member in that group.
So what is the Master Circle? I think for those who don't know, what is the Master Circle?
The Master Circle is a practice management group to help you to be the best you can be in serving others. And the Winner Circle is a personal development group. It's a much smaller group. And it's invitation only. And what it is to develop your, you know, you have this potential, and it's to help bring out that potential of the greatness in you. How can you even serve? And it's all about serving others and being the best you could be. So with, I was saying, I was just at a Winter Circle weekend this past weekend. But the thing is, when I met my first chiropractor through my horses, the chiropractor worked on my horses. And, you know, being raised in Chicago, I listened at the Winter Circle. We went around and everybody talked about their story. And most of them had relatives that were chiropractors. They had long history of chiropractors in their family. And I never even knew of a chiropractor until I had the chiropractor for my horse. I heard the word before, but they were like, no, they in the medical world, chiropractors were not part of that. So through the chiropractor, he actually did muscle testing and he used nutrition. And I used that nutrition on my horse, who was not doing well. And then in 3 months, my horse was dramatically better. And then after my horse was well, I went to someone who did this technique for myself and had improvement. And then I learned about the doctor who was teaching the technique, and he did a seminar in Portland, Oregon. So I went down there, and I remember sitting in the third row from the back and hearing this doctor, he was a chiropractor, speak. And after that day, I never heard anything that made so much sense to me before. And I knew instantly at that time, that's what I was going to do. So, and then when I went home and told my family, they thought I was all crazy.
Crazy.
Because I was passionate. I got all the videos, the seminars. I traveled every weekend to a different seminar. It was my passion. So I knew it was great. So in 92, I started doing the technique. 95, I was teaching the technique, and that's when in 2000, I start developing the gift that I have today. So everybody has a story. Everything takes you, every experience, every lesson takes you to who you are today. And that's why your story is so important, to look at your story and where you're at. And it doesn't mean you have to know where you're going, but you have to know, what does it feel like? What would it be like if I had the job or the career that filled me with joy, happiness, I could serve others, I make a difference, all those things that make you describe who you are. And if you can't come up with those words, then you look them up, you make them up. You look them up, and what is you look up the person that you admire the most, and look at the attributes that they have, and then you copy it. And that's what successful people do all the time. They look for mentors or people in their lives who are successful, And then that's what they want. So that's what you start to
emulate.
Yeah.
You start emulating.
Yeah.
And you start surrounding yourself with people who are supportive and lift you up instead of bring you down, or, you know, say, oh, I don't think that's possible. Can you really do that? That doesn't sound like it's going to happen. So you want to just keep people around you who, like I said, build you up, support you, keep you motivated, and keep you on the right path. Every once in a while, though, you will stray off that path, but it's about getting back on, about having your coach. Lucky for me, sometimes people always say, oh my God, you must be so lucky that Mary Jane's your mom. It's a blessing and a curse at the same time. So I'd say 98% of the time it's fabulous. And then there's that 2% where I'll go out and buy something and she'll say, that only scores a 2. That's a 2, which is bad.
Or we're out to eat.
And she's always score, I'll ask, which is the biggest mistake ever. So what should I have? Should I have, you know.
I say, what does it score?
Yeah, what does it score? Because she scores everything. And then, so there's times when you just need to go for it and not score anything. So sometimes that's what I do, but she scores everything. But I have my coach. I have my supporter, and I'm very lucky to have that. And I've grown up in a extremely positive environment, and there are no pity parties at the Max. It's kind of like, yeah, well, things aren't going good for you now. Well, suck it up, girlfriend, and let's go. So,
well, and it's for me, when I found my passion, there was no strain. There was full speed ahead. There was changes in what I was doing and how I was doing it. But the whole idea of it, it was like,
she was like a freight train. She was on the track and off she went.
Yeah.
All right. With that, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time spot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Jen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
I love that show, song. Okay, welcome back to the Mary J. Matt Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We got Benny in the studio. Mary Jane's sitting next to me. We are in our office in Issaquah, Washington. If you have a question, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Want to give a few shout-outs. I say hi to Glennis in Maine, Susie in Seattle, Kathy in Chicago, and my dad probably sitting in the driveway listening to the radio. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And any other clients? Oh, Shelly. Shelly. Can't forget Shelly. So hope everyone's having a great day. We are talking about stepping into the spotlight of your life. Mary Jane just told her story. And I have to say, when she came home, she started muscle testing everything. I mean, it's like we had candy bars. We had things out of the pantry. We had shoes. We had clothes. And I think my sister, my dad, and I, we all got together and we said, we need to get mom a hobby because she's losing it. We really thought she was going a little bit too loony for the rest of the family. But then eventually we all kind of fell in. We all started taking nutrition and here we are today.
It was the beginning.
It was the beginning.
So when you do find that passion, it's like it took me a while. But when it comes, it's like magic. God will put you in that space, right space, and fill your spirit and you'll know. And there'll be might be other things like for me that led to that. And you have different experiences, but it's not giving up and not settling for where you're at when you know there's more. And so that's, and again, because of my horses, that I always felt that that's why where I am today, because of my horses.
Well, it is true.
Yeah.
Because the horses were the most important thing.
So when you're looking for that passion, what matters is, you have to look for people that you admire again in your life. And it could be a motivational speaker. Like for me, one was Wayne Dyer. He's another one. I got his CDs and listen to all the time. It's whoever it is that raises you up. It's like having that coach, somebody talking to you and telling you the good in you and what's good about you in order to get rid of some of that negative thinking. And we're big on the brain tap in our office. We love the brain tap and Patrick Porter, who it's like deep meditative.
Self-guided meditation to help change your patterning.
Your brain.
I mean, you think about it. We're all conditioned from a young age. We're born with our parents' nutritional deficiencies, but then we're born with the possibilities of being open. There are no restrictions on us. Nobody says, oh, you can't do that, or you might get hurt, or, I mean, you don't have any fear when you're little. All those things are instilled upon us from parents, friends, you know, different experiences that we have. And then they get locked into that brain, and then you just get on that hamster wheel, and it just keeps spinning and spinning. And how do you get off? I mean, you can get off for a little while, but then you end up back on again. So Dr. Porter has a huge following, and the brain tap is a phenomenal tool to get you changed.
Yeah, it's your tool. It's a headset, and it has these – you download the software and it has all these different programs that you could choose from. The beauty part of that, it's you have this at your side or whenever you want it and can use it often and it's easy to use. And at the same time, it's actually changing your brain pattern. It's very scientific how it works. I've talked about it before. Look up Brain Tap and you'll see for yourself. It's amazing. It's not a gadget. It's not something simple. It's life-changing.
It's life-changing, but I have to say, it is simple to use. It's simple to operate. And if you can't find 20 minutes out of your day to do something for yourself, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
Because if you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of your family? How are you going to do your job right? How are you going to take care of your pet? You're not. You're just, you find yourself just going. You need to recharge.
Well, so. And it's what I find is that people, again, it's people going through the same pattern all the time. How do I get this gallbladder issue? How do I get this same stomach issue?
How come I can't lose weight?
Yeah, so because you're stuck in that emotional pattern, and that's where you put your emotions in whatever organ it is. And then you keep doing the same thing over and over. And I say, how's it working for you? That the brain tap is a tool to help you change that. Yes, you can have your, in addition to that, when you're in the car, you could listen to motivational people. You can listen to positive thinking. What changes your negative thinking? And just keep hearing the positive and the good instead of reprogram your what you can't do and what's not working.
I know it's fun when you're in the car. Listen, if you don't want to listen to your motivational speaker, hey, there's nothing like a great song on the radio that
good
puts
music.
A little, you know, giddy up in your step, and you start bebopping on the way to work. I'm sure several people, especially the ones behind me, are probably going, what in the name? What is that girl doing in front of her car? So I'm always got my head going and my shoulders going.
There's
so.
Nothing like good music.
No, I think it just puts you in a better spot. Even if you're in a bad mood and feeling low, find something that's upbeat and get your groove on.
Well, think about it. If somebody is negative, and you could see this, when you see people that are just so bummed out, so depressed, they're like this. And they have no energy about them. And you can even see and feel that. There's just nothing. So unless you have something to help you open up that energy and expand it, then you're stuck. And that's what we do with nutrition. We start with nutrition. And when you come in, I can recommend whatever it is your body needs to raise that vibration to allow the good energy to come in and you to expand your energy to expect that energy, positive things to happen in your life.
Oh yeah. And some people can be so low and just, I don't know, maybe they enjoy being stuck there because little tiny suggestions they want nothing to do with. So some people just want to wallow in that, you know, sad state. But well, You have to take a step. You have to do something.
Yeah. You have to know that you can. But again, sometimes people are so low, their vibration is so low, they don't know how to get out of it. And that's where we start with nutrition to help raise that vibration. Nutrition raises the vibration, music, different positive speakers, friends. When you have things in your life, but if you're already stuck in that and can't get out of it, then your mind is, when I see people, their brain is a two and they're just can't think. That's when we can raise them up pretty quickly with nutrition. And then they could start expanding and bring in the energy. We see that all the time, don't we, Nancy?
No, we do see it all the time. Yeah. There's lots of good brain food out there. Brain food nutrition to get you a little kick, a little pep in your step. So,
well, and it's about getting so that you can believe that you can synchronize your mind and start focusing on what you want. And after, sometimes it takes several weeks, it takes 6 to 8 weeks, it depends. But when they get there, it's like, oh, I never could think about what I wanted to do. And now, so then I give them homework. Write down what you want. What does that feel like? Just like we talked about at the beginning of the show. And then that gives them a start of the possibility of what they can have.
Of where you can go, what you want. I mean, because there's a lot of people who don't know what they want.
Well, most people don't.
I sometimes have no clue as to what I want. Although I got very lucky. Mary Jane asked me to come back to work for, which is not work. It's just fun. I love our clients. I love being able to help people and support them and hopefully give them some kind of encouragement to make their day just a little bit
well better, so. That front office is full of energy, I can tell you that. Full of energy, lots of laughter. the clients love to talk to Nancy. I mean, they have this, they know about the puppies, about other things, and Nancy helps guide them to use the program properly. So lots of good magic happens in that front office.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. And life is full of infinite possibilities. I mean, anything is possible, and you have to, when you believe that, you don't have to believe it, but when you believe that, then you can bring, have those possibilities come to you.
Well, I think in one of the meditations I'm ready to have, you have to see it, you have to believe it, and then the hardest part is you have to accept it. So I'll leave you with that thought. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jo Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here to co-host Nancy. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane. We got Benny in the studio. Grateful for everybody at Transformation Talk Radio making things happen behind the scenes. So thank you, Jacob, Olivia, Jessica. Of course, Dr. Pat and Linda, we love you. Okay, stepping into the spotlight of our life, Mary Jane.
Well, the thing about life, it's full of principles and lessons. And the big thing is the lessons. And this is the all the lessons that you go through with your story is what takes you to where you are. So when you pay attention to those lessons and know that you want to make sure you pass them or you work through them, because if you don't, you're going to get that lesson repeated over and over and over. Did you ever meet anybody that's been in a car accident like 5-6 times within a couple of years? they're all little fender benders, but they think that the universe is against them. Well, the universe is trying to push them into doing something different, and they're just thinking it's about the car accident.
And it's bigger than that.
It's much bigger than
it's
that.
It's like, what's the lesson? What's the lesson? Is it to slow down? Is it to not go where you're going? I don't know.
Well, and sometimes those people are always talking about what's wrong, or they attract the wrong people in their lives, the wrong relationships over and over again.
And they don't
think about why. You know, they think it's just that's the way it is.
Well, a lot of people settle, and I don't think you should settle. I'm one who doesn't settle at all for anything. And we're doing a remodel, and our contractor's like, Nancy, I can't get that. I can't get that countertop. It's going to be a delay. It's on back order. I said, well, guess what? We're just going to have to put construction on hold, because that's the countertop I want, and I'm not going to settle, and I'm going to get what I want. And I waited, and it's stunning. So it's about standing in your power and making sure you're able to get
what you want. And here's an example. This is Guy Reichman, who is a very visionary person in chiropractic. He's been around for years. He was a guest speaker last week at the seminar, and he's just phenomenal to hear his story and all that got him to where he is today. So something he talked about is think about you're playing baseball, or even visualize somebody playing baseball. When you're on first base, you hit a run, and now you're on first base. So now you're there, you got your toe on the base, and your body's forward. You're waiting for that opportunity to go to second base. So if you're there and you get the opportunity, but you don't go, then you're still stuck on second base. So the universe, so now you're being pushed, but you're not moving. So then when you finally move, maybe when you go to second base, it's not there anymore. It's gone somewhere. And you're wondering what happened. Well, you missed your opportunity. And now that is no longer in your vision. So it's about recognizing what's there in front of you and going for it. Sometimes those things, your goals will change, but be open to that. Because when things change, it's usually something for the better. So I thought that was a fun example of people being stuck and how they get afraid to move, and it can change your life and just put things off.
Yeah, it can be life changing. Second base would never be gone, Mary. It would just be moved to a different spot.
Yes.
It's not a baseball fan. Yeah, so it's moved to a different area. So jump on those opportunities. I mean, what's the worst thing? This is something I always say. What's the worst thing that can happen? What's the worst thing that can happen?
If you try. Yeah.
You're not going to die, and that would be the absolute worst thing that could happen. So why not take a chance, take a risk, see what happens? You never know.
Well, and if you,
and I just got chills.
Yeah, and if you don't, the universe is going to
it's going to push you.
If the universe is trying to help you, and you're not going for it, that's when the car accidents happen. When things go wrong.
You start getting these little digs, these little pushes, these little, and then they become louder and louder and louder until you start paying attention. And then the question is if you are one of those people who's doing the car accident thing, you just have to take a deep breath and say, what is the lesson? You may not know, but ask.
Especially,
I need help. What is the lesson? What am I not seeing? What am I not getting? And what do I not want to hear? Maybe that's what it is. You don't want to hear it. So you need to take a step back and be open to listen.
Especially if you're tripping, you're falling, you know, like you fall and you fall a couple of times, then pretty soon you break a bone. Well, what is it that you haven't, you know, you've been warned, but you're not getting it. So the universe just kind of sits you down. So you really have to think about it.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, we have a client I love to death. I love her to death. Poor thing, broke her ankle, actually shattered it, and I mean, beyond shattered, pins, screws, put back together. And so she, now this poor person was forced to stay in bed for 2 months. But the lesson for her was to slow down. And the lesson for everyone around her was how much this person does for everybody else. I mean, she's more concerned about everybody else than herself. And so I think that was the lesson that I'm going to just say Susie got to just chill and take a step, even though it drove her crazy. But it also was a lesson for everyone else to have gratitude and appreciation for having that special person in their life. So.
And if you have negative thoughts,
who doesn't? We all have them.
But if you don't get out of that, then that's when you have all those negative thoughts. Think about, put yourself in that situation. What happens when it happens? You just draw more things that are more negative people around you. So the more positive thoughts you have, the thing is, we all get it, but you don't want to stay there. You want to catch yourself so you can change it. And the more positive thoughts you have, the more positive people you have, or the more you influence other people. That is another part of the universe for you to share your story. And through your story, you never know how many people you will help or hear something about you that can change something in them or the direction. And everybody has a story.
Everybody has a story. And I have to say, when you're down, when you're low, you know, at the bottom of the barrel, sometimes what I find to get you out of that is to try and do something nice for someone else. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Holding a door, especially these days, everybody's afraid to like get too close or even talk anymore. Hold a door open. Buy some coffee. Send somebody some flowers who you've been thinking about. Do something nice for someone else, and that will be
when we
come
were
back to you.
When we were in Miami for this winter circle meeting, and one morning, what we did was we went to bag and hand out food to people who had food vouchers for food
at the food bank
who weren't working. So we got there early, we lined up, and it was like this assembly line, what we put the food in, all the bags, was all organic, beautiful food. And so we all lined up, and then the cars came in with the trunks open and stopped at each station. And there were 25 of us. And as they served the food, people said, have a good day. Got them excited. I mean, made them feel good. Because a lot of these people are people that are just out of work. They had good jobs and now they don't, and they need help feeding their family. And they were so grateful and so positive themselves, their energy, that it just made you feel so good to be a part of that and be able to do it.
So, yeah, it could be as simple as volunteering some of your time. I mean, I think we all need to help each other out in this crazy world that we're living in. I think we all were kinder with each other, more compassionate, more understanding, not so judgmental, angry. There's so many angry people. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I don't think somebody should be made to feel bad or guilty about choices that they believe in. I think we just need to start being more respectful of each other and kind.
And bring some joy to this.
To this sad world that we're
living in. Yeah, I mean, you know, people can't see a smile. You've got to have that energy about you with wearing masks all the time. But when you have energy, the energy just overflows.
Well, I think your eyes will sparkle. Yeah. Well, I go to the post office every day because I gotta, you know, drop off everybody's packages. So, you know, one thing for me at the post office, I always walk in. If somebody's like walking, I always hold the door, even though I've got a huge box. I always tell everybody to have a great day. Some people are shocked. Some people just kind of look at you like, what? So it's just about being kind to each other, kind to strangers, compassionate, and understanding. All right, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara company. I've been using the Velara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane. We got Benny in the studio. We got Jacob behind the scenes doing his little magic, making us look as good as possible. Thank you, Jacob. Okay, so we are talking about stepping into the spotlight of your life, but I just have to say this. So we were talking about finding your joy, finding your passion, and what makes you happy. Okay, so at the office, I have my little squirrel buddies, and I have to say, they bring me so much joy and happiness. Mary Jane's like, stop feeding those squirrels. They just attract rats. I said, but that's my joy. That's my happiness. Every time I go to like throw something away, open the back door, and they're just sitting there with their little hands. So now they get 5 nuts a day, but
they are very cute.
They've
been around a long time.
But I mean, so it could be something as simple as throwing a couple of freaking nuts out and feed those little squirrels and just watch how intricate they are and how they sit with their cute little tails, and they're so appreciative. So again, simple things. Keep it simple, people. Find the joy.
Yep. So let's recap the show.
Okay. Yeah. So I got to say my few words.
So you can train your brain for anything you want. So if you train your brain for what you don't want, well, that's what you're going to get. And I say, how's it working for you? When things aren't going right, ask yourself, how's that going for you? And then look at what you need to change. Another big thing is to have imagination. If you don't know what you want, you have to pretend. And think about somebody that you really would like to be like or have the life they have. Put yourself in their place and then bring all that good in. The more you can imagine it, the more you can create it. Don't let goals, if you have goals, interfere with your journey. Be willing to change and adjust and adapt and let the universe take you where you're really going. You can always start over, no matter what you do. You could be in business, work hard. People say, well, I've got all this in this business, but you're not happy. It doesn't hurt to start over. Most people who are successful have started over many, many times. So, and it's like me, I started over in recovery room. That was like starting over and then moving forward to a business. So I started over, and then there's all those little things in between that you start over with. So just look at the things that change and direct you and be okay with that. Be open to what you don't know. People, if you don't know, it's okay to not know, because that's how you learn. So be open to new ideas and opportunities. And that's what you are, Nancy.
What? Open. What? I'm open? I'm always open. I'm always open to fun and new opportunities.
Your place of power is where you put your energy. So if you put your energy into, again, what you don't want and what's not working for you, that's what you're going to get. You put your energy into this space that you're not sure maybe what it is, but what does it feel like? You keep creating, what does that feel like? It makes me feel good. And always ask for abundance. There's nothing wrong with asking for abundance. And if you ask for little, too little, that's what you're going to get. So you don't want to do that. You want to ask for the universe to supply you with abundance. So there's no limit to it.
Yeah, you never want to put a limit on anything. Just be like, it all goes back to being open and have that imagination to do crazy things. It's kind of like, if you won the lottery, what would you do? Think about that. What would you do if you had, you know,
no limits.
$75 million.
Yeah. No limits.
No limits. What, you know, I've gone through that list a gazillion times in my head, and I have some really good ideas and things that would be great for humanity. And
that's a good exercise, because one of the exercises in a lot of groups and personal development is, if you had all the money in the world and you could do anything you wanted, there was no limits, what would that look like? Now, the first time I was asked that, I couldn't even think that far. And it was amazing when I thought about what I didn't know, and then the opportunity to learn how to fill that and make that bigger.
Well, and I think it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger each time you go back to doing that. But I have to say, the universe isn't going to hand you that infinite abundance if you're not going to use it wisely and for the good of yourself and those around you and even humanity. So you have to not be a greedy Gus, but you have to try, you know, what would you do to try and make this world a better place?
And again, for some people that are in that place and have money, there's always big, big lessons that go along with that. Another important step to do is to let go of your history. I'm sure you've all heard of people who talk about their past.
And I like the baggage. It's the baggage, yeah. Mary.
I mean, it's just like, come on now. How that was like years ago, and how's that working for you? If you keep care, your history is what brought you to where you are today. So recognize it, be grateful for it, good and bad, and then know that you're in a different place now and leaving that behind, but going into a better space.
Oh yeah. Who doesn't have baggage? Everybody's got baggage.
Yeah. And qualities that are really important to have when you're going through this is strength, flexibility to be able to change and do different things, endurance by not giving up, by knowing that it's full speed ahead, and ability to flourish, whether it's socially or emotionally. It's like to grow and expand and be who you're supposed to be, and resilience to be able to hang in there and not give up. And really what's important is integrity, to be the best you are and to believe in yourself and to expand that, taking care of others in the best way that you can. Being honest.
Well, yeah, if you don't have integrity and morals, you have nothing. So you have to be a person of good integrity. Change is very hard for me, people, but I've been brain tapping on change being easy. So
my husband's the same way. He doesn't like change.
I hate change. Not a good change person.
But he's been listening, doing the brain tap, and it's amazing how he's.
Oh yeah, Papa's doing really good. So yeah.
So and always remember, the heart wants what the heart wants. So the heart takes you where you're supposed to be. Whether you've been in a marriage and then you got divorced, that was an experience that was part of your journey.
It was a lesson. It was a lesson.
So it's okay. It's okay. But the important part of that is to let it go. When you hang on, you've had a divorce or a bad experience, somebody's had an affair, if being able to get work through that and put it behind you is the most important. It's when you hang on to those memories or that anger and bitterness, then you create disease and you go nowhere.
I'd like to say this. If somebody has an affair, you're in a relationship, somebody has an affair. Let me just say this. It is not your fault. You did nothing wrong. It's not your fault that this other person strayed. You have no responsibility there. They made their decision and their choice. So you shouldn't feel bad. You might feel sad, but then at the end, you should feel grateful that it was brought to you. And now you have that opportunity to go to find a relationship that is meaningful, that is equal, that you get what you need from it instead of, well, I'll stay and we'll try and work it out. It's just a hard thing.
It's to learn from the lesson and be able to move on. And whatever that takes, you know, there's several steps in there. Sometimes it's not that instant, but that's the important thing. And what the most important is, whether it's in that situation or any, is forgiveness matters. If you carry anger and bitterness and somebody did something to you and you can't forgive them, it doesn't hurt them as much as it hurts you. You're the one it really hurts and keeps you from being who you're meant to be. So when you can forgive, no matter what it is, then you are just elevated to a whole different level.
And by forgiving that person doesn't mean you condone what they did.
Or have to like them.
But you forgive them so that it only benefits you.
Yeah.
All right. It's that time of the day. That hour just flew by. I'd like to think. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give our office a call at 888-777-4232. I'll be answering the phone. It's been ringing off the hook since we've been on the show, so I will call you back. Thank you to Benny and Jacob and everybody at Transformation Talk Radio. But more importantly, I'd like to thank my mom.
Oh.
Because without my mom, we wouldn't have this show. And without my mom, she wouldn't be able to help all the people that she's helped. And to see it over the years, it truly is a miracle. I'm sorry. And I am really, truly blessed. So, Papa, I love you. I can't wait for your report. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will catch you next month, the third Thursday at 11 a.m. for the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show with holistic, intuitive, wellness expert Mary Jane Mack. Tune in every month and peel your layers like an onion into the healthier you. Learn with Mary Jane Mack how to achieve wellness rather than curing disease. Mary Jane has a remarkable ability to intuitively identify what's going on in the body, what it needs to be well, and how to make that change. She's also worked with thousands of clients and their pets from across the country with every physical illness imaginable. Make an appointment with her now by visiting MaryJaneMack.com or call 888-777-4232. 888-777-4232.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.